The opposition PCs pressed government yesterday for more details on how and when the $320 million from the federal government will be used to help the province's sputtering oil and gas industry. Energy Minister Andrew Parsons noted that a task force has been struck to provide advice on those very questions, but PC leader Chess Crosby suggested there's a lack of urgency from government and asked whether workers will have to wait until next year before seeing any of that cash, which he described as hush money from Ottawa. Here's some of that debate from yesterday's question period in the House of Assembly.
Does the minister think jobless Husky workers should wait until after Christmas to know whether they'll be asked to go back to work?
The Honourable Minister of Industry, Energy and Technology.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And again, you know, I would invite anybody to feel free to reach out. I've tried my best to respond to everybody that has. And the conversations I've had so far, basically these people realize that as a provincial government, there's not much we can do as it relates to a global pandemic and an oil industry that worldwide is being ravaged right now. And they realize, and in fact, what I've gotten so far is an appreciation for that we are trying to do our best. So what I can continue to say to them is we're going to try to do our best. And we have the best and the brightest minds in the industry that are on that task force. We have people made up from labor, people made up from academia, just people from all over who've agreed to come together to try to help out this industry. We're so lucky and appreciative to have them. And hopefully with the help of this, everybody pulling together, we can help get some solutions. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, we're all cheered to know that the government is doing its best, but we're also mystified as to why it would take until next winter to decide on disbursement of the money. Does the minister agree that the money provided by the Trudeau government for offshore support amounts to hush money, which is too little to get most laid-off workers jobs back?
Well, I'll just say, Mr. Speaker, to that comment about hush money, I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. What I can say is that I'm working along with the task force. People, we all have a vested interest in making this work. Everybody that is on that task force feels the same as us, that we're going to try to do our best to come together in many ways to deal with a situation that is beyond us and that is worldwide. The fact is that we are able to make solutions very quickly and as fast as we can come up with them. We all know that there is no home run to this. In fact, when it comes to the province, we'll try to pull the levers at our disposal when we can, as we did with an exploration incentive. That's just one of them. So as this expert committee comes together and provides input and solutions, we will do our best to put them to use as soon as possible. Thank you.
The Honourable the Leader of the Official Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, I've noticed the Minister has a habit of referring to completely legitimate questions asked on behalf of the interests of jobless workers as absolutely ridiculous. And I might remind him of the remarks that you, sir, the Speaker, made just a few minutes ago about respect for decorum in the House. When Minister O'Regan announced the federal funding for the offshore, he said he wanted it used for workers. Why should jobless workers have to wait until next winter to see how the money is going to be used for their benefit?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will say to the member that when you refer to taxpayers' money as hush money, I still believe that that is ridiculous. And if you're going to make assertions like that, I will continue to apply that terminology to them. Now, going back to the second part of your question, which is certainly a legitimate question, no one is saying that these workers had to wait till next winter. If we can have solutions presented to us, we will put them in place as soon as we can. But we must realize that this is not a Newfoundland and Labrador issue only. This is an issue that affects every single oil and gas jurisdiction in this world. We will do our best, and we want to see these people back to work as soon as possible as well.
That's Energy Minister Andrew Parsons and PC Leader Chess Crosby going back and forth in the House of Assembly yesterday during question period. Of course, that's over the $320 million from the federal government, which will be used in some capacity, we don't know yet, to help the province's sputtering oil and gas industry.